Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of To Love a Sunburnt Country, The Matilda Saga, Book 4. Written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. Gibbers Creek Gazette, 1 December 1941. HMAS Sydney sunk, 645 crew lost. The Prime Minister, John Curtin, today announced the sinking of the HMAS Sydney off the Western Australian coast by the German commerce raider Cormoran, disguised as a Dutch merchant vessel. In half an hour of fighting, both ships were crippled. Michael Thompson, St. Elric's School, Sydney, 5 December 1941. Nancy Clancy, Craigiethorn Plantation, via Kotabaru, Malaya. It's grand news about the 9th Division ending the siege of Tobruk, isn't it? I'm pretty sure Jim's one of the rats. Of course, he can't tell us where he is. But in his last letter home, he talked about using half his cup of tea to shave with and said he'd had enough sand to last him the rest of his life. And would everyone please not even say sandwiches when he gets back? Mum worries. But when I told her that Jim can look after himself as well as any bloke I know, she just smiled and said it was a mother's job to worry, and that she worries about me getting my teeth knocked out at Rugger, or my train getting derailed on the way back from Sydney, and that 95% of being a mum is worry anyway. But you know Mum. Well, that's all, I think. I'd tell you about school and all that, but sub-junior year is enough to bore anyone to concrete. At least I'm off home on holidays in a few days, which means dagging 1,000 sheep when it's 96 degrees in the shade. Actually, I can't wait. Wish you were going to be at the Christmas party this year. Maybe you even will be. I'll look up from the punch bowl and there you'll be, in the spotted voile dress you told me about. What is a spotted voile anyway? Sounds like a small English animal, the burrowing kind. If someone made you a dress out of them, I hope you've trained them not to bite. I'm glad Maura and Gavin are doing so well now. We are all longing to see you home at last. Dad says that war with Japan is inevitable, even if the government won't admit it publicly. Can't you stuff Maura and Gavin into a wheelbarrow and push them onto a ship, even if Moira refuses to go? Or just come home yourself? But be careful sneaking past all those German U-boats and ships disguised as innocent Dutch traders. If you're not at the party, I'll sit by the river and think of you. Wishing you were here, or if not, that I was there with you. Yours always, Michael.